Okay, my friends. So we are upon Christmas. It is right around the corner, and it is exciting to think about all the things that we will see at Christmas time, like, that's right, reindeer. And I have got a story for you today. It is not about a reindeer. It is about a moose, but he also has antlers. And because it's so much fun to think about them, we have got a story called Antlers. Antlers Forever. And this was written by Francis Bloxam and illustrated by Jim Solers. And it's read today by Mommy and
me.
Linky Poo?
No, you can just call me Link.
Just plain Link. You know, I'm really happy to be with you, Link. I'm so glad you're with me today. Are you ready for your story?
Yes.
Let's do it. Snug as a bug? Okay.
In a pug?
Here we go. When young Orville Anderson Tarkington Moose awoke one bright morning, his antlers were loose. I didn't know that happened.
Oh dear, cried poor Orville. A terrible thing. I've worked on these antlers since early last spring. Now winter is coming, and what shall I do without my fine antlers? Oh, boo, ho, ho, ho. I've polished them daily and kept them quite strong. Now, what in the world do you think has gone wrong? It's vitamin M. That's the thing that I must lack. You get that from Beezles. And those grow out back. Oh, I really hate Beezles. They're stringy and tough, but losing your antlers is serious stuff.
So, Orville ate Beezles. Ate Beezles galore until he was full. Then he burped and ate more. Are there any foods that you don't like to eat, but you know you must eat because they're good for you?
Potatoes. I'm allergic to potatoes and
yeah.
But since I'm a sage, I can eat them.
No.
Sages can eat anything.
There's a lot to unpack there. If you are allergic to something, you probably should not eat it. But sometimes there are things that you don't particularly like the taste of, and that's a different story. Like, there are some things that I do not like the taste of, but I eat them anyways because I know they are good for me. And we won't discuss what they are right now. Let's move on with the story.
I'm so full of Beezles. I'll sit down right here.
He sat, and one antler slid over his ear.
How dreadful, groaned Orville. This really is foul. I need good advice. So I'll go talk to Owl.
Because of his eyes and the calm way he sits, Owl looks like a bird with remarkable wits. He walked with great care down the path to Owl's tree. He knocked and he waved and he called out,
It's me! I have a big problem. My antlers go flop. If they aren't fixed soon, I'm afraid they will drop.
Owl, I know. Owl blinked his large eyes and he curled his strong toes. Just what he was thinking of, nobody knows.
Young Orville, said Owl, I'd have thought that you knew that antlers like yours are held on by a screw. Your screw has come loose, as screws sometimes will do. This makes you screw loose. To fix them is simple. We'll screw them back in. I'll hold them in place while you turn around and spin.
Oh, thank you, said Orville. You're so very kind. Grab hold of my antlers. We'll give them a wind.
With Owl holding on, Orville started to spin. There was screeching and flapping, a terrible din. Then finally they quit. Orville crashed in a heap. And Owl was too tired to make even a peep. They waited a minute till all the dust cleared. And then Orville saw. It was just as he feared. What happened?
His antlers came out.
His antlers were off. There they lay on the ground. Poor Orville was stunned. He could not make a sound. And then he threw back his head and he cried and he howled and he wept and he snorted and he bellowed and he yowled. A big voice then called out,
"Come, come, my sad fellow. I was miles away, but I heard every bellow. Explain your loud cries. They're upsetting us all."
When Orville looked up, he saw this moose was tall. A moose, large and broad, with a beautiful beard.
"Oh, sir," said young Orville, "it's just as I feared. I could not save them. My antlers fell off. It's terribly sad. Now my friends will all scoff."
Said Big Moose.
"What nonsense. It's clear you don't know that moose shed their antlers so new ones can grow. You must wait till spring. Then new antlers will sprout, and they'll be much bigger. Of that, have no doubt. They'll also be heavy, and that's why it's best that antlers fall off, so your head gets a rest. It's antlers forever, a new pair each spring. Isn't a moose just a marvelous thing? Now goodbye, Orville Anderson Tarkington Moose. I'll soon look like you, 'cause my antlers are loose."
And that is the story of Orville the Moose, who learned not to fret when his antlers got loose. So, can I explain a couple things to you about antlers? Okay. So, antlers begin to grow when a moose is about a year old. And by the time he's 18 months old, a young moose will have small, spiky antlers. And antlers, large antlers with many prongs, the little pointy bits that come up off of them, come as the moose gets older. And now food is as important as age, though. A moose has to have plenty of good food in order to grow large antlers. Now, what does that make you think of? Just like a person who has to grow teeth and they fall out, then we regrow them. But that only happens once. With antlers, they do it over and over and over again. But with people, we lose our baby teeth, and then we get new teeth, grown-up teeth, and we only do that once, okay? But it is very interesting to think that antlers would be something that can grow and change, and every year antlers can be different on the moose. Isn't that fascinating? And friends, this book has a lot of facts about antlers in the back of the book. So if you would like to know more about antlers, you got to check this book out, right? And that, my dear friends, is the
end.
The end.